And then
Actually, it isn't really so much Costa Mesa, I don't think, and Twin Falls. It is my son Jeff is involved with Mike in CSN, and there is definitely developed a schism between them, and of course, Calvary Chapel here, we originally funded the money for the development of CSN. It was a great idea to have a syndicated radio ministry across the country, and what they did was really quite phenomenal. And some of the money, of course, was borrowed. They've made absolutely no attempt as yet to pay back the borrowed funds. Some of it was borrowed on a short-term loan kind of a thing, and they were supposed to pay it back when they had sold a certain station. They sold it and never made any attempt to pay it back. But we sort of, in a sense, figured, well, the purpose of our helping to finance the whole thing was to get good Bible teaching out across the country, and we felt, well, they've accomplished that, so we'll just be happy that a goal was accomplished, and we really wouldn't pursue, a collection of the money that they borrowed.
And when you say they, you're referring to CSN proper, correct?
CSN proper.
Yeah.
Now, Twin Falls, then, on the other hand, has borrowed the money from the Word for Today, which is a adjunct of Calvary Chapel, and they've quit making the payments on that loan, and it'll probably force the Word for Today, which is a separate corporation, to file a suit against them for payment on the loan. Mike kept promising that he was going to build a station in Boise that was in his own name, and as soon as it was complete, he was going to pay us back. But he's done nothing but stall on that, and so because statute of limitations is coming up, unfortunately, we're going to have to file a suit against the church for payments on that particular loan.
How much
So,
is the loan, do you know?
huh?
Yeah, do you know off the top of your head?
Well, it was close to $1 million, but then by the time you add up the interest over the last 5 years or so, it's accumulated quite a bit. So,
Oh, 1 million plus.
yeah, $1 million plus.
And that will be filed against Calvary Chapel, Twin Falls.
Right. And of course, Mike as the pastor and so forth, so
Right.
I guess he's responsible.
One of the questions that I know I've talked to one of the assistant pastors who resigned last Friday, or I'm sorry,
Billy.
last month. Yeah, Billy. One of the things that keeps coming up is the accountability issue, and apparently you guys have asked Mike to stop using the Calvary Chapel name.
That's true. But that was over the what we felt were improprieties as far as girls were concerned.
And is there an accountability issue? I mean, as far as the pastoralship of Calvary Chapel, Twin Falls, that you see?
In what way, James?
I guess I know that some of the members have went to Mike, and I'm not familiar with how Calvary Chapel governance works, but I know some of the members that went to Mike with problems, and he's continually ignored them. And because there's not a board of elders or
And that's bad news, you know.
is that a problem here?
I think it's a real problem. Actually, I was first, several years ago, there was an issue with Mike and a woman in the church that he was paying a lot of attention to, and of course asked her to, bear a child for him and so forth because of his problems with his wife. And so it happened that she was a sister to one of the board members of the church at that time. So the board was rising up against Mike. He called me up, and I flew up to sort of mediate that situation. And he was saying that, they're wanting to take away the radio station from me and all, and he gave me this song and dance. So I stood up for Mike, and the board, most of the board left, and a lot of people left. There was quite a split in the church, and they started another church in Twin Falls.
Right.
And so then we got involved in the financing of the CSN and the satellites that came out of the Twin Falls station that Mike had. And Mike was down here quite a bit, and there was a gal down here that I guess he gave the very same story to, because she came in and was quite upset, at his advances toward her. So I called Mike in, and he, apologized and asked for forgiveness and so forth. And again, we extended grace toward him. But then when we hear of others, then we thought, this is more than we can handle.
Right, and then, of course, the latest with Lori.
Yeah. And I don't know that that was the latest. I think that there have been some since then. But anyhow, the guy evidently has a real problem.
What kind of resolution would you like to see, Pastor?
Well, I really think that Mike ought to step away from the church and step away from what we would call the ministry. I don't think that he is, in his present condition, qualified until, there's a true repentance on his part. But I don't see that at all. I see him as just coming out swinging and, threatening everybody. And so,
do you think it's going to get worse before it gets better?
I'm afraid.